advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Thank God.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
Fuck your stupid bell.
I know, you just stared it down.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to ring itself, apparently.
No.
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 We can mark that off the list. Check. Yeah. Bell does not ring itself.
No. Bell's dumb.
I'm going to put a little servo in there. I have a remote. Next time you stare down, I'm all ding. Just fucking hold up a wireless remote.
Get rid of it.
You would just break it immediately.
We're getting rid of all the bells. No bells allowed in the studio. It's bad luck.
Doesn't bother me.
Doesn't?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as there's no bells, you know what I mean? It's bells or no bells.
No, there'll be bells here, we just can't ring them. That's the problem.
I don't like that a lot.
What if there's bells, but we remove all the clackers out of the middle?
This don't work.
From here on, I'm just answering. It's like that when you guess the right name that I'm not supposed to tell you, I'm just going to say that nothing bothers me OCD-wise. Doesn't bother me.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Hmm. Seems to be bothering you.
Doesn't. No. Not bothered by it.
It's like me and bums.
I'm going to try this, though. If you got us the Oban whiskey, tell us.
The Oban 14.
Yeah, because I don't know if the sticker fell off or fucking Dr. whatever his name is. What's his name?
Dr. Maxis.
Maxis. I even wrote that on Facebook today because apparently Joe Falcon is... There's something that happened. I didn't see it happen so fast. There was a poll and they voted us... Someone's supposed to get an extra present at the meetup or something. And then the fans love us so evenly. They made it even on purpose. And then he went in and like broke the tie so that I get an extra present that I could either choose to keep or give to one of you. But it turns out it's an STD. And even if I give it to you guys, I still have it. So I don't know what's going on. Well, but I think Maxis was definitely involved. Sounds suspect.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know.
Fucking idiots.
I'm gonna
that
drink.
Oban is fucking really good.
I'm going to drink it in my virgin glass over here, not my clink glass.
Holy shit, that's good. I don't remember that being that good.
You want some, Brad?
No.
It smells nice.
I'm anti-everything today.
It's good.
Yeah.
All
it's
week.
Really good. I know you're mad because of the heat.
I'm fucking pissed. It's fucking garbage.
It's balls.
Dude.
He's mad about home movies, all kinds of shit.
I don't want to be alive anymore.
Home movies.
He was smiling a second ago.
Speaking of idiots, yeah. John Soares.
Uh-huh.
Soares all over his mouth, probably.
Giant, not probably.
Giant cocks with fucking genital herpes he's been blowing.
Or 1,000 little cocks.
1,000 little cocks.
Yeah. Yeah. Could be that.
Could be 1,000 giant cocks.
Is it? Yeah.
Genital herpes.
I think it's worse.
He had blue waffles and he ate it.
I don't know what that is. I've still never looked it up.
Look it up.
Nope.
Google.
I don't know what that is.
Blue waffles.
Yeah. I assume it's some venereal disease of some sort, but I've never seen it. But
you assume right, sir.
Yeah. It's been inferred. Like it's been inferred.
I'll show you a picture. He gets cramps really bad during sex, so he always chugs a bottle of mustard before he commits any sexual acts. That's a good
Does
plan.
Help?
Mustard
yeah.
helps cramps, yeah. Probably yellow makes, mustard.
Yeah.
Spoonful of mustard makes the cramps go away.
My nephew just taught me that not too long ago.
That's a strange
thing. Like
I know. I'm not going there.
It's the potassium. it's the potassium in the mustard that has like 1,000 times the potassium of a banana.
Really?
Or some shit, yeah.
No, it was, yeah, he ran to my house and was cramping because he just got done doing like double
sexual acts.
Practices or some shit. And he was like in misery with cramps. And I was like, I don't know what to tell you. And he was like, do you have yellow mustard?
You're talking about the one that looks like Spider-Man.
Yeah. And he just fucking chugged some yellow mustard.
Black Spider-Man.
Yeah, he got bit by a radioactive spider and he just got a washboard the next day.
Miles Morales.
I'm just going to start drinking mustard if it makes you good at sex and gives you that washboard. Did I get that part? Wasn't
anyway.
I can't speak to either of those.
If Frosty the Snowman were real,
mm-hmm.
and he were to hit on you, would you give him a chance and go out on a date with him?
Depends on how big his carrot was. That's the truth.
I'm gonna say yeah, because it's hot as fuck.
Yeah.
And if Frosty can last, I would like to snuggle with Frosty the Snowman.
He couldn't last very long here.
Mm-mm.
Here's the key question for me is: would we be able to kick it if we didn't go on a date?
I don't know. Like, but he also asked if you were to go on a date. So maybe if you're just hanging out, where would you take him?
The ice house. That's a local joke.
Yeah.
Where would I take him? Bowling, maybe?
Bowling? That might be good.
Seems so. I don't know if he could grip the ball with that stick hand.
But you could play with his head there.
Yeah.
The ball. And then, would you let him put his carrot nose in your butt if things were going well?
Once again.
Brent already went there right from the beginning.
Yeah. No,
yeah, I'm saying no too.
No carrot in my butt.
Yeah.
Knock it till you try it, buddy. Thing about a carrot is it's not blunt. It's a slow, steady. It's like a universal bit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You can decide how big you want the hole to be.
That's true.
Yeah. It works.
He's either put a lot of thought into this or he has carrot experience.
I think he has carrot experience for sure. Hey. That's why he's so fond of your crotch.
All the orange talk over the years.
Yeah, just, I guess so.
You know, it was a progression. Once again, like the carrot.
So the orange.
A slow progression.
So opposite of the carrot is the orange.
Yeah. The orange.
It's all or nothing.
Yeah.
That's no moon.
That's the curve. You have to set the orange down on the ground, pull your cheeks apart, and fucking land on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then getting it out, it's another story.
I think it's a one-way trip, buddy.
Is it?
You gotta wait. You gotta wait for that thing to
juice. If you're really good, you'll juice it up and then like spit out the seeds.
That's crazy.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
De-rine it.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yeah. Well, there you go.
Coming from the man that can make summer sausage with his butthole over there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think those are called summer sausages. They're sausage links, and I keep saying summer sausage. Yeah, it's sausage summer links.
Sausages.
What is a summer sausage?
It's like it's like that kit that you get.
Pepperidge Farm.
That's the summer sausage.
That has the summer sausage in it.
How come everybody buys sausage. It at Christmas?
True.
I don't know.
The taste of the summer.
Why are you asking perplexing questions like that?
Sorry. Sorry.
You're not going to do the Pepperidge Farms?
Huh?
Can't get that from here.
There we go.
That Pepperidge Farms?
Yeah. El Yucateco, you got a winner?
El Yucateco!
Yeah, sad post, man.
Was it? Another
post.
One?
I'm disappointing.
Potato chowder?
It's disappointing. Yeah, there's like 5 comments on it. This shit's disappointing.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe we should not give a winner.
Yeah.
Teach them a lesson.
Well, I have a winner.
What if we give it to Josh Burton every time they don't post? That piss people off.
So if it has less than 20 posts,
Josh Burton gets it every time.
I like it. The winner is Josh Burton. El Yucateco Hot Box. The hot sack goes to the man with the shiny head.
Yeah. And the long stare from across the room.
Long stare.
You see, they had an Arizona meetup.
Did they?
Yeah, it was just Josh Burton staring at Nicole and Neil Fender.
Huh.
Yeah. They met at the same place, but they didn't actually talk.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's awkward.
He had a red carnation, and then they were like, yeah, that's the guy with the red carnation.
Yeah.
I'm not walking over there. So they didn't pull their flower out. She had it hidden in her purse. So they were
driving the free candy van.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They knew it was the right spot. Congratulations, Josh.
He calls
Burton.
It a stealth camper, but it's not.
Yeah.
A stealth camper.
Mm-hmm. That's where they make it look like you're a TV repairman, but you open inside and it's like van life. It's got a stove and shit. Yeah.
Right.
The thing.
Sleeper camper.
Yeah. He uses it for the wrong reason, though. They're 18, what? But...
Oh, well, that's the wrong reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, in 4 years.
So I rewatched for the first time in a long time The Three Amigos last night.
It's good, but you know that old comedy, dude, like Steve Martin's comedy and... What's the other guy, Martin Short?
Billy Crystal?
Chevy Chase?
Billy Crystal?
No, he's not in it.
No.
Huh?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he is.
No, not in Three Amigos.
Who cares?
What's his cowboy movie, though?
Where the guy's New York City
Slickers.
City Slickers. Yeah,
with Jack Palance.
Yeah.
My buddy's little brother.
And he's also
had
a speech impediment.
And we would just constantly ask him, like, what's that cowboy movie you like? He'd be Shitty Schlickles. I like Shitty Schlickles.
Shitty Schlickles.
We were like 12 and got such a kick out of that poor kid's thing. We just said, now he could probably kick my ass. He's a giant buff man. I saw him.
Yeah, probably.
You still ask him, what's his favorite Cowboy movie? Shitty Schlickles?
But here's the thing, though. Even if he did whoop your ass at the end of the day, you'd be in the hospital with a whooped ass. And if you just kept saying Shitty Schlickles to him the whole time he was whooping your ass, he would go home defeated.
Even though you
were in the hospital.
You lost, but he lost worse.
Exactly.
What do you do for a living? Lift weights?
Oh, Shitty Schlickles.
Yeah, he's like, what now, bitch? And I'm like, Shitty Schlickles. Shitty Schlickles. Where you at, Jake Cooper? You're out there somewhere.
Poor bastard. Man. So who's our...
Skull Member of the Month?
That's the question.
Glad you asked. Skull Member of the Month for August. Sinead O. Watts. Sounds like a place down south.
Yes, it does.
Sinead Watson's. Sinead Wattapus.
Wattapus.
Somebody's in need of a Wattapus.
Yes.
That's how you pronounce it.
Yeah. I thought so. That's a really long name.
Confusing. In need of a Wattapus. That's your name.
Yeah. Wattapus.
Yep.
Yeah. That's how Cooper would say it.
Mm-hmm.
A Wattapus.
Right. Yes. Yes. 6-year-old Jake Cooper would say that.
Yeah. He's the same. He still talks the same.
You might listen. I don't know. You might.
I don't know. Talks like he's biting his tongue all the time.
Get ready for an ass whooping.
I'll just tell him that was Brent.
You better bring the carrot.
Thumpity thump thump thumpity thump thump. Look at Frosty go.
Salad shooter. That's a fucking Brent has tattooed on his lower back.
Salad shooter.
Yeah.
That's what my bowling jacket says on the back of it. Yeah. Salad shooter McGavin.
So she blames the United States for making maple syrup less popular than it should be. Says she has a bus and is bringing in Muslims across the border and dropping them off as payback.
Why don't they make cedar syrup?
I don't know.
Keeps the moths away. Pine syrup. Elm syrup.
I have no idea.
Just maple syrup.
That is mean.
Seems racist.
Sinead O. Wattapus. But I salute you. It's probably freezing cold in Canada right now.
No, I'm confused. I'm a smart guy, but the whole like Christmas, summer, on the other part of the earth, tilt, a few degrees of tilt, all that weird shit that's happening with it being hot when it's cold. I don't know what's going on. Earth must be flat or something.
I don't care. We're all going to be dead.
Yeah.
We're going to be dead anyway.
Yeah, I believe in a low carb earth.
Yeah. So if you want to be a Skull Member of the Month,
belly.
Be a patron,
flat,
post, tag, comment, talk, speak. And then you might get picked for Skull Member of the Month.
Yep.
You have to be a Skull Member though.
And what do they win?
Nothing. Yeah. You don't win anything.
That's right.
I saw someone emailed, they couldn't comment on a post, but I think that's because if you don't follow our page, you can't comment.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Fucking dumbass.
You didn't even try. You didn't try that hard. He was probably going to chime in on some shit that was in that episode. Yeah. Did you guys know some shit that's in the episode? I don't know because I didn't listen to the episode, sir. And then trying to post on some shit you don't know about.
You always listen to the episode.
Sometimes I'm not, remember? There are little parts where I'm like, I wasn't listening. That does happen. And then Maxis takes us.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. I'm missing a ton.
Yeah.
I'm still on episode 51.
What was the topic?
Tesla.
Mm.
Did I tell you guys I like pigeons?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to the House of Blues in Anaheim on the 18th. So that's going to be, this is Tuesday. So just in a few days. So if you can make it. We'll be glad to see you there. There'll be prizes.
We have a lot of prizes.
We take pictures.
Multiple prizes were purchased, and we just shared our prizes with each other before the recording of this episode, and I'm pretty stoked about what the prizes are going
to
be.
I think there's more to come. Also, we'll be too late. It won't be too late. I'm going to announce it on social media. We're doing a costume contest. If you listened last week on Wednesday, we're streaming it live. We're all going to dress up with costumes that we get at the Dollar Tree or the 99-cent only. We have a $10 spending limit, but we thought it might be fun to include you guys. So you guys, I mean, you can only get fourth at best because we're first, second, and third. So I'm just putting that down right now. But if you guys want to post your pictures and chime in and stuff, you can have your costumes from the Dollar Tree or your dollar store, whatever it is. Canadian General.
Yeah.
99-cent Maple, whatever the fuck it is. I don't know what you guys got. Yeah.
Yep.
Kangaroo bowls.
Yep.
Yeah. Only 17 kangaroo bowls. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you want to join in the fun, yeah, Bryn will make the post, and you can post your costumes on there for Wednesday. We'll be doing the live show on Wednesday.
We'll give away a prize, too. There will be a prize to fourth place.
Yeah. Yes.
Which is your first place, but just know you got fourth place.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a prize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Cool. What else? What else? What's happening?
This is a normal episode.
This is a normal
episode. Is it?
Yep. I'm sure of it, though. There's no debate. I'm absolutely positive.
I can't say I'm positive this is a normal episode because, to my knowledge, we never decided what our topic was as we got ready to record.
True.
Brad just hit record. I have no idea. Like, at this moment.
He did. He said it, but you walked away.
Oh. You're like, I don't know what our topic is.
So you got both your notes there.
I do.
Okay. We know what it is.
Right. Yeah.
You pick.
I'll switch.
What would I pick?
If you start talking about something different, I'll grab my other notes. Don't do it on purpose, though. Do what you honestly just are going for. Trust your gut.
It's
like my gut says tofu. My gut says tofu, but I don't think
so. I'll lead into it. It takes place in a horrible location.
Oh, no.
That isn't as technologically advanced as modern day America.
Wait, no. Other one, switch
and
notes.
Everyone has strange accents.
No, it was the other one.
Right,
it was the other one. What? But we'll do whatever you want, though.
No, I
think I'm still pretty universal.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of are.
100% universal.
Kind of is.
The accent thing?
Yeah, funny accents.
Yeah.
All right.
Kind of backwards compared to modern day America.
Yeah.
Strange place that I don't want to live.
True. Yeah. That's true.
He's on point.
So far, we're good with either one.
Well, where are you going with this then, sir?
He's atopical.
A girl was killed in or near her bedroom.
Oh, wow. 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 I'm impressed.
My brain flip-flopped real quick. I was like, oh, no, wait a minute. Okay.
I'm going to...
I have two asimilar topics then. Mm-hmm.
So I think Pistorius.
No.
Damn, that's not what we're doing.
Yeah. What is wrong with you?
Sorry.
You're not even, we're not together today.
We're not.
No bell ring.
Jointed.
I don't,
we need to form Voltron.
How can we get on the same page?
Show me your dick.
What's something?
Yeah.
But that's disappointing.
What do you mean?
What if we do? What if we have a synchronized bell ring?
You know what? We haven't done. I haven't taken a drink of whiskey.
Oh, true. We haven't
clanked. How long has it been since we clanked?
It's been a while. It's like
your wife doesn't want to have sex with you in like months.
It's been a minute since we clanked. We haven't gotten any new whiskey for the wall.
That's true.
Well, we have a couple bottles with no names.
Let's pick something we haven't drank in a long time and do a nice little clink.
Not the Oban.
Well, you guys just drank that.
Yeah, we just drank that out of the equation.
291, whatever the hell that is.
Yeah, there you go.
Sure. It's probably spicy.
Let's do this. It's probably spicy.
There's a name.
There is a name.
It's Kitty Cat. It's Leaf and Kyle Hartsfield, it says.
Who the fuck is that?
That's weird. Why does it say Kyle? Leaf. Leaf and Kyle.
Leaf Walsh?
I don't know. I thought who knew that was. I thought that was Cat.
I think it is. Kathy.
Why does it say Kyle? Maybe, you know what it is? There should be commas here. It's a mistake of punctuation. It is Kitty Cat, Leaf, and their friend Kyle.
Oh, okay.
That's what it is.
All right.
And then because it wouldn't be clear, we actually put his last name on here, Hartsfield. So, what's going on? There's like a mouse trap on top of this thing.
There is. Oh, nice.
Smell test is good. Four.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh, wow.
It was for sound effects.
Oh, it was.
I did it for sound effects.
Yeah, but you started way below the mic.
That was an accident. I didn't think ahead. It's not that much, really. Actually.
He's going to be faded.
Nah. Just because I haven't eaten since yesterday. Psh, the old whiskey fast. Works every time.
All right.
So, what magic are we on right now? Jesus Christ. Ooh.
That shit's good.
How did we forget about that?
That shit is good.
That's got a kick to it, though.
It does.
Not a bad kick.
I'm going to text you guys
tomorrow. That's got a lot of flavor.
That fell off the shelf and broke.
It's like citrusy.
It was a sad day when this broke yesterday, tomorrow, or whenever it was gone.
Damn. Why did you throw it on the ground like that?
I know.
We need another bottle. That's really good.
Colorado whiskey.
I wonder if it's because it's set. I don't remember it. Maybe. I don't know.
It might be because I take too sissy of a taste, maybe. I took a full on bold, like full mouthful of that.
That was good. That was really good.
It's really good, actually.
It's spicy.
So that's the 291 Colorado whiskey.
It's like spicy in the back of your tongue, but really smooth.
Man, a little. There's so many things we should track. Like, what episode did we drink that on? So we can go back and find out what
somebody
we thought.
Knows. Somebody's listening.
She probably knows. Kat knows, I bet. Yeah,
probably. She probably does know.
Katniss Humberdink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like we're aligned. Our chakras are aligned.
Yeah, I feel a lot better.
I'm not sure. Show me your dick.
I feel a lot better. It's not as disappointing anymore.
No, I'm more impressed. I am. Yeah.
Full bodied.
1 inch of whiskey makes 2 inches of dick look a lot better.
Yeah. Wow. That's true.
The gay goggles. Yeah.
Sometimes it takes more whiskey.
A gaggle of gay goggles.
Gay goggles.
Gaggle of gay goggles.
Yeah.
I just keep drinking until Brad's sexy.
Gaggle of cockles.
Yeah.
So then our topic is the servant girl annihilator.
I like the word annihilator.
Yeah, it's a good word.
But
very hard to spell.
Amongst my other friends, we have
every time you're gonna Google it, Google's gonna say, "Do you mean annihilator?"
Yeah.
Because you're gonna spell that shit wrong.
Amongst my degenerate friends that I have, my magic player friends, mm-hmm. we have annihilators in the group. Mm. And annihilators, you get annihilator 1, 2, or 3, and it's usually how many chairs you've broken, or couches you've broken, or in bathrooms you've destroyed. Could be party rage, like whatever. Like right. I've had a couch destroyed, flipped over.
Dang.
So we have some annihilator 2s and 3s.
In my group of friends, we have anal dilators. It's close to annihilator.
Yeah.
Just a couple.
Well, that's what a carrot is, an anal dilator.
Yeah. Technically.
Yeah. That's where we should have went with that.
Mm-hmm.
Anal.
I was going there, buddy.
I don't know.
That's called an RBI. Yeah. Or a JBI.
JBI.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
It's a joke batted in. I set joke you up for it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go.
It wasn't really
a joke. It was more of a comment.
It's a callback.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's more of a throwback.
Yeah. Soon to be a laughter shock.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Not feeling it.
I'm uncomfortable.
Annihilator.
But you know what I was disappointed? I picture some crazy cool movie where there's like a girl with a machine gun arm and she was going to be the servant girl annihilator.
Exactly.
Like she's like cleaning the house, but then she fucks people up. Yeah, it's not, spoiler alert, even a girl.
So if you haven't listened to our Jack the Ripper episode, you should go back and listen to it because that is where the servant girl annihilator was uncovered. Because as I was doing the research, I kept seeing links that said, people who researched this also looked at the servant girl annihilator. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
What I like about it, though, is that it is a classic killing. Like, it's not the BS killings that you've seen, like a stabbing.
It's
axe murders. Yeah,
that's
what I like about it.
It's a rage. It's
just, spike in the
it's
ear.
Not, yeah. It's not somebody got shot.
No.
This shit right here is horror movie.
The term beaten to jelly.
Yes.
Spike through their brain.
Yeah.
In one ear, out the fucking other ear. Yeah. It made me think of the Canadian serial killer when he did the screwdriver thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He was like raping her and the screwdriver was still moving while she was like.
Yeah. Oh. And here's the thing though. So a lot of people say that the servant girl annihilator might be the first sort of documented American serial killer.
Right.
And I just want to say, well done, sir.
Like, way to set the precedent.
Like, you fucking launched that shit proper. Like, that was a proper launch for serial killing.
It's everything it should be.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Like, it's not just they're finding dead bodies.
Because at the end of the day, like, to me, when I read up all the hype surrounding Jack the Ripper, when you really read about Jack the Ripper,
it's not all that.
It's like
it's really not.
Handful of people got killed.
He killed some hookers, like nothing crazy. Yeah. It's not Andre Chikatilo status.
No.
You know what I mean? No. Where he's eating your genitals and fucking luring you into the wood with stamps.
Exactly.
Like that shit.
This is 3 years ahead of.
Yeah. But that shit right there, though, is like some groundbreaking serial killer shit. You know what I mean? Like, and the same thing goes here. Like, it seems like serial killers have just gotten worse over the years. Like, mm-hmm. they're not as good.
They're just phoning it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just, I killed the guy. Yeah.
Really phoning in, bro.
Yeah.
Did you put him to sleep before you drove his head?
They're really not trying.
Yeah.
Oh, you gave him so many sleeping pills, he died.
Yeah.
That shit's boring.
Yeah. Oh, you have a special hole under your basement. I had a fucking murder house. Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, yeah. And
like, I had three city blocks during the World Fair.
H.H. Holmes. Yeah. Yeah.
And that was, this one's 8 years before H.H. Holmes.
Yeah.
3 years before Jack the Ripper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this person might have been like the inspiration for H.H. Holmes. Holmes might have seen this in the media and been like, I can fucking pull that off. Mm-hmm. I can do better than that guy.
That's the crazy thing. When you're the first at anything, really, you have no idea what to do. So, I mean, but yeah, it went big.
Yeah. So Servant Girl Annihilator. Serial killer, in the press at the time, he was called the servant girl murderer. Mm-hmm. It was actually
really downplayed specific, it.
Yeah.
Really downplayed
it. But there was a writer.
I like the term annihilator.
Yeah, I
like,
do too.
Like instead of murderer, it's annihilator.
Yeah. Because he really, he annihilated
because of
them.
Beat to jelly.
Yeah.
Like exactly. That's where, you know what I mean? Turn your head.
One of the body was
turn
so
your
bloody,
face into hamburger meat.
It looked you know like the mean? Woman was floating in her own pool of blood because there was so much blood when when they found
that
body.
Shit is like pre special effects.
Yeah. So, the, and this is 1884, 1885.
I have to say, I've been desensitized a little bit. I'm noticing that I'm like spitting this shit out.
Yeah.
And like the Albert Fish, like I was like shuddering in my own skin, just like, ugh. But I'm loosely saying like
so what he's saying is blood, he masturbated to jelly. To it today.
I didn't do that yet. I'm not stepped up to Brad's status.
Right. No, I'm not
quite there.
Not many people have.
It moved though. I got a semi.
See, there you go.
No.
Yes, you did. No, don't lie about it. You're smiling.
Check me out, bro. Lies. Check it. Check it. See if I'm lying.
You got a summer sausage.
So, I mean, when you beat your meat to jelly.
Oh, that's
like, right.
That's a one way trip.
When you when your dick is floating in its own blood.
Ooh.
Like that.
All right.
Just the head.
Found my line again.
Just the tip.
The line might have moved, but we found it again. There it is.
So, an author who went by the name of O. Henry lived in Austin and was doing some writing.
He later made candy bars.
O. Henry.
And he wrote a letter to a friend of his and talking about being in Austin. And it said, "Town is fearfully dull, except for the frequent raids of the servant girl annihilator, who makes things lively in the dull hours of the night."
Likes it. This guy likes it.
If you read this any more letters, it has to be in the old-timey voice.
Oh, you're right.
The town's fine now, and it's written by the annihilator.
I thought it was like a Edward Burns, like Civil War.
Yeah.
Oh, let's hear it.
Yeah, she.
One more time. Get in mode. You got it.
"Dave Hall, my dear friend. This town is fearfully dull, except for the frequent raids of the servant girl annihilators who make things lively in the dull hours of the night."
Let's just know that I want to laugh really hard, but for the
we're laughing.
To preserve the beauty of the audio, save that.
We need like a Civil War fife behind it to like, you know, add the like.
You asked for it, you got it.
I like it.
Promise you.
Yes.
I don't know if I have any other letters in here, but if I do, I'll.
There's a lot of letters on that page that form words.
That's true.
So you just pick some and do it. No one's complaining. Yeah.
So after that, people started referring to him as the servant girl annihilator. He committed his murders with an axe. And so Austin, Texas at the time, I wanted to look up a little bit of stuff about Austin because it is the cowboy days. It's 1884.
It's 20 years after Civil War.
Right at the end of the Civil War, there were 5,000 people living in Austin. And by the time these murders happened, it was, I read two different accounts. One said it was just under 15,000. One said it was just under 20,000.
Still young in racial or integration, I should say. Like, I mean, people are still fucking assholes today. You know what I mean? So it's pretty fresh. Yeah. But they were, you know, supposedly equals. There were like areas that were black communities and whatnot. Right. So,
but it wasn't just like some one horse cowpoke town.
Right.
Like it was, that was the
like
capital.
Three universities, the building capital. Well,
it grew into the Austin we know.
Yeah.
You know,
lots of bats and indie bands.
Yeah.
That's what happens in Austin. Yeah. So the murders in total, there were 7 women and 1 man was murdered. Man has the greatest name ever, but spoiler alert, we'll get there. And then a bunch of other people were injured because he wasn't too sly about it a lot of times.
I have a theory that all the husbands had a kill their bitchy wife book club. They would get together and talk and then they would be like draw straws and like the other guy had to kill the other guy's wife.
We'd use an axe.
Let him get the best of you for a little while so that you have some injuries and whatnot. And you get to fuck them before you kill them.
So all the victims.
Swinger party.
Or after you kill them.
Didn't matter. Yeah.
I'm into the after.
Yeah.
Of course you are. All the victims were asleep in their beds when the murders took place. 5 of them were dragged unconscious but still alive outdoors. Several of them were mutilated outdoors. Their bodies were.
Oh, so he just put like a wall up on them to where they were like knocked out and they drug them outside?
Yeah.
See, he likes the
other people get like in the war path though. He like fucks and knocks out all the husbands, knocks out the boyfriends, kills another girl on the fucking way in. Like it just sounds like it's Animal from the fucking cartoons with an axe. Like he just goes.
The other thing is there's no fucking forensics. Yeah. Like, this is 1884. This is the, like,
I mean, this is in your prime time to kill. If you're killing people,
like, you just put a fucking bandana around your face and storm in, and nobody has a fucking clue who you are. There's no fingerprinting. There's no, it's like, if you aren't caught red-handed, you're fucking done. You whip their asses and walk right out.
Literally the days of having to be caught red-handed.
Exactly.
Blood.
Yeah.
For the record, I said animal, thought Tasmanian devil. So just for, that's what I was picturing.
There's animal's a Muppet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of red-handed, there's a true crime podcast called Red Handed, and they messaged me and was like, oh, you guys are obviously pros. And I was like, no. And I looked at their stuff and I was like, and they have, I was like, well, you guys are already beating us because you have British accents.
Yeah,
like, that's the killer away. Right away. Yeah, like, they're a true crime, like, and they do it kind of like
same
serial
stated.
Well, they do it
kind of
like, yeah, they do it kind of like serial. So it's a different style of podcast. It's more serious. And I was like, no, you guys, I was like, by the looks of things, you guys are as where we're at. You know what I mean? Right. So if you're out there, check them out. Cause it's actually, it sounded really good. It was well produced. So check them out. And
the true measure is how many dick jokes do they have?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing.
Per hour.
Like, yeah. That's the thing. None.
Yeah. It's DPH.
Yeah.
Dicks
yeah.
per hour.
Yeah.
It's a measure.
None.
Yeah.
So really, so really they asked me some places they can improve, and I guess that would
DPH.
Be the spot.
You got
to
up your DPH.
Yeah. You have to up the DPH. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. I'm pretty satisfied with that.
He's very happy over there.
If this was a smilophone, it would be broken because I was smiling pretty big. I must be stopped, Dave.
The victims. The first victim.
If it was a punaphone, it'd be broke too.
He's a fucking idiot, a phone.
Fucking stupid fuck face, a phone. You'd fucking be dead.
If it was a carrot, you'd be fucking it right now.
If it was an orange, it'd be stuffed in your asshole. You fucking salad shooter.
Why don't we just make all our
fucking
microphones
watch,
look like
Brent's over here? Like,
see who's the first.
We're
to get
doing
in.
A podcast, and Brent's over here, like, hey guys, watch this cucumber disappear.
Yeah. Our GPH meter is fucking broken.
Gay
right
per
now.
Hour. It's
like, ding, 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 ding. Yeah.
Can I read a letter? Hi guys, it's me again, Mr. Carrots in the Bunghole. Go ahead, Dave. Sorry.
So the murders. First murder was Molly Smith, 25 years old. She was murdered December 30th, 1884. A man named Walter Spencer was there and was seriously wounded with an axe.
So I think this guy at this point just wants to get her Christmas gifts.
Pretty much.
I think it's what it is. Yeah. He's like the fucking
He wants
Krampus.
That Tickle Me Elmo.
Well, she probably got, it wasn't a Tickle Me Elmo. It was probably like a fucking stick ball.
She waited outside.
Yeah, like, tickle me stick balls.
She camped outside of Farms R Us.
Tickle
like
my
three
stick
days.
Balls. Yeah. That's what, yeah.
She Walter, got the plow that everybody wanted. Yeah.
Walter Spencer was the stick balls. Yeah. And he fucking beat him. And yeah.
So the source I had, I'm not sure about this detail. So a cook discovered the body. And the source I read said a young black cook.
Right.
I'm not sure why that's relevant.
Because he was black.
Well, it's a crime. Everything's relevant.
Like, you don't just say, I have a friend. It's, I got a black friend.
Like, you could have just said a cook. You could have just said a young cook.
Yeah, but it makes a difference that he's
no
black.
No one does that. No one says, my buddy, my white buddy. No one says that shit. You do throw the black thing out as a descriptive term.
But I got a buddy. I got a buddy. He's a black dude.
Yeah.
He found a body.
Yeah.
It's because black people always find bodies. I think it's important.
That's true. Okay.
Stand By Me was completely
true.
Rewritten.
I guess
that story was about four black kids.
You want to see a dead body?
Yeah. It gives it more legitimacy if it was a black. That's true. That's true.
Like, they know what a dead body looks like.
Right.
Is what I'm trying to say.
Right. So he finds her near her home with a gaping axe wound in her head. She was stabbed in the chest, abdomen, legs, and arms. And this is the one who created such a large pool of blood she appeared to be.
He was all head, shoulders, knees, and toes, knees and toes, eyes and ears and mouth and nose.
Yeah.
Step, 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 step.
He's a nursery school teacher.
Yeah. Like,
it can be a woman, I guess. No, I guess to be able to beat up the dudes, it has to be a guy. Because women can't do that. You think?
Next scene, some fucking UFC bitch gonna show up and whoop our ass.
There was no UFC in the 1800s.
That's true.
I don't know. It was Barn FC.
So
Barn FC.
Mm-hmm.
Clara Strand and Christine Martinson, who were two Swedish servant girls, were wounded the night of March 19th, 1885.
We can only presume that they were beautiful.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that they were kissing.
Yes. And they were in French made outfits.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can we pretend they're blonde?
Because yeah, they were. I mean, come on, they're Swedish. They were. Mm-hmm.
What else are they going to be?
Yeah.
Can we backtrack and check the age?
It didn't say they were black.
I don't have any information on their age.
So can we go by 1884 rules?
I will say that from what I read, Molly Smith was the oldest who was killed, and she was 25.
There you go.
Sounds pretty safe. Bam.
So 25 and 24.
So
there's hay in the barn, milk cows. That's what they said back then.
Yeah. That's what it says. Hay in the barn, it's okay to sleep in it.
It's okay to sleep in it.
It's okay to plow it.
Yeah.
So
if there's corn in the field, you can plow it.
Yeah. They're attacked, but they aren't killed. And someone chases off a lunatic with an axe.
No one really gets a good descriptive term, though. It was a white guy or a black guy.
Nope.
Yeah, it was a male or a female.
It's dark. Yeah. It's dark. They didn't have lights.
Yeah.
They had fucking candles.
Yeah, all his toes are not.
I mean, your light source was like a 5-foot radius.
Yeah, true.
Exactly. If he's out, all he has to do is stand outside your 5-foot radius of your candle and you can't see him.
No shit. And the candle kind of makes it worse, really.
Yeah.
Because it makes it bright in your face and you can't see outside.
Yeah, they can see you. It's like looking through a window. You know, you have lights on in your house and the skinwalker's outside knocking on the glass.
Unless you have one of those like Scrooge like candle holders.
The reflective one?
Yeah, the reflective thing.
Oh.
Yeah. That was high tech.
Then you're getting up to
like 7.5 feet radius.
That's like,
although that is not a radius anymore. It's a cone.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah. It's no longer
that was called the Candlinator 2000.
Yeah. Right.
Why is everything 2000? The Nimbus 2000?
Well, now it's 3000. Now you can't
Lever.
Oh, is that the new
Lever 2000?
It's got to be. Once 2000 happened, that's not impressive anymore.
Lever 2000? Yeah.
They need to change their game. Now that's fucking old soup. That's old soup. That's old soap.
Yep, the servant girl annihilator 3000.
There you go.
Yeah.
So Eliza Shelley is murdered the night of May 6th. Her head was nearly split in two with an axe.
I think these people are over exaggerating.
Children witnessed that crime. Too.
Everything's bigger in Austin, even their exaggerations.
That's true.
Yeah, the headline on the Molly Smith was "Bloody Work, a Fearful Midnight Murder." Eliza Shelley was "Foul Fiends, Keep Up the Wicked Work," and children actually witnessed
Eliza Shelley's horrible headline.
But they were traumatized back then, man. That was a shit.
That was as long as the story.
Even movie previews. If you watch movie previews from like the '80s and shit for like Big, it's horrible. It's like a man and a child. Like it's just like Bond over. Yeah.
Man and a child.
Exactly. It's super weak. They just ruin the whole movie. They tell the whole plot.
Yeah, exactly.
In the 80s. Yeah.
Exactly.
They played on a piano.
How's that song go? I forgot
that headline ago.
E.T. died. It was. He came back.
They switch bodies.
Elliot's flower. Bloody Work, a Fearful Midnight Murder. And then the other headline for Eliza Shelley was Foul Fiends, Keep Up Their Wicked Work.
Oh, I thought that was all one headline.
No. Okay. That was part two.
Slightly better.
That was the second,
Slightly better.
He did a run-on sentence. That really pissed Dave off.
It's my punctuation. It happened on the whiskey, too. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. No, he barely drank any at all.
Commas are important. I'm saying my punctuation messed up the name shout-out.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't use commas. I use forward slashes. I speak in code.
Yeah. So some more people were killed. Irene Cross was murdered by a knife on the 22nd of May, 1885. I don't know if I'm calling that one canon. Like it doesn't fit
the MO. They just like, oh, she's dead. Same person killed her.
Exactly.
No.
Yeah.
No, somebody, it was like Jack the Ripper. Somebody got in on this. They were like, oh, girls are dying. I'm going to knock this one out.
The only thing that might lead towards it is that she was stabbed multiple times with a knife and practically scalped.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that. That was Geronimo.
Yeah.
You know, so
he was still working on his jacket back then.
Yeah.
That's before he had 99 scalps.
Scalp jacket. Yeah. Clara 99 Dick. Scalps, but yours ain't one.
That's right. Woman named Clara Dick was wounded, but not killed.
That poor girl had no details. That's all.
No, that's
find.
It. She was wounded. Yeah. Period.
Yep.
Mary
had
Rainey,
a bite mark on her neck.
Who was only 11, was murdered on the 30th of August. Her mother was seriously wounded in the attack. Mary Rainey was dragged outside into a warehouse, raped and stabbed through the ear.
There we go. This is our killer.
Yeah.
This is our killer. Yep. See. The knife wound. No.
Gracie Vance was murdered the night of 28th of September.
This is the one.
Yeah. So this is the one who.
Is this the fucking pudding?
Yeah. Marmalade. Yeah.
So She and so her homeboy, who was black, and in this case, that is an important detail.
Is it?
Oh, now
his
it
name,
is.
Now,
all of a sudden,
his name is Orange Washington.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have to say he was black.
Yeah. No, that's
true. That's your new nickname. Fucking Orange Washington over here. Fucking, hey, Orange, California, can you read us the rest of the story?
His kids were Larangelo and...
Larangelo and Margamello.
Lamangelo and Arangelo.
Yeah. So Orange
AKA
Washington.
Limangelo and Orange Jello.
That's Lamangelo. Yeah.
They're both...
Limangelo? It's so Lamangelo.
Orange whatever. Washington, who was kind of a proto-Shaft, you know.
It's a proto-Shaft.
It's like Shaft.
It's like a prototype.
Oh, okay. I get it now.
Except proto.
It was so prototype. Scientific. I got excited. Yeah. And Shaft was in the word. You know.
No. Yeah.
What do you expect from me?
Yeah. But yeah, both of them were bludgeoned.
This podcast has really turned Brent gay.
It really has.
Yes,
No, I don't think it did. I think it just.
He was always there.
It's just giving
he was
him,
always
it's
there.
It's just giving him a forum.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
I'm just super secure. I never act on it. I'm just acknowledging that certain men are attractive.
Good for you.
And that a carrot in your butt could possibly feel good.
Good for you.
It could happen.
Yeah.
But so they were bludgeoned in the head with, I believe, the dull side of the axe until their head was, quote, almost beaten into a jelly, according to the newspaper's reports.
I like it.
Yeah. Susan Hancock.
I mean, if you're going to go out, it might as well be good.
Like
people that fall off a stair and die.
Right.
Like, nothing happened.
Also, there was Lucinda and Patsy, Lucinda Body and Patsy Gibson were seriously wounded during that attack.
Oh, right.
Which is fucking crazy. So it's like, that's why I was saying
Lucinda almost got bodied.
Went to murder Gracie, killed Orange Washington while that shit was going down, and in the fucking tornado of a fucking blunt axe,
I mean,
hurt Lucinda and Patsy at the same motherfucking time.
This guy was on a rage. Yeah. He's on a rager.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how many serial killers can say they actually killed Orange Washington? This right here is fucking, like, I mean, it's blowing my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
What's that video game with a fox where he spins around? Ah, damn it.
Crash Bandicoot?
Yes, Crash Bandicoot. That's what I pictured.
This
with
guy,
an axe.
Crash Bandicoot with an axe. Yes. If Crash Bandicoot were a serial killer, he's this guy.
He's storming in the barn.
The servant girl annihilator, just fucking destroying people. Sonic the Hedgehog. Yeah,
exactly.
With a fucking blunt object. But I still picture the
Crash
other
Bandicoot.
Spin,
yeah.
Sonic like was getting forward.
Tasmanian devil.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In real life.
So Susan Hancock murdered Christmas Eve, 1885. She was the first white person who was killed. She was described by one reporter as one of the most refined ladies in Austin. Her head was cleaved in two just before midnight, Christmas Eve.
Oh, like cleavage.
Her wounds showed that something sharp and thin had been stuck through her right ear into her brain.
That reminds me of the first time I went to Chipotle and got chicken, because up until then I had steak.
It was always the chicken
dark
cleaved?
Meat. And then one day something just snapped in me. I was like, I'm getting white meat today, and I did it. I got a chicken burrito. I've never gone back.
This is exactly the same thing.
That's pretty much
It's fucking
exactly the same.
I got guac that day too, but it's irrelevant.
But here's the fucked up thing. So another woman, Eula Phillips, who was also white, was murdered on...
Why are you bringing up, why does it matter if they're white or not?
Well, because this case, it does matter. She was murdered.
Feels hypocritical.
And her husband was injured. And it's about an hour after the first white woman was killed.
Damn.
Her head was crushed by an axe. Crushed.
That's a big ass axe.
He had raped her and pinned her arms down with timber.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like lifted heavy logs and laid them upon her arms.
I think so, to keep
her
so she couldn't move while he raped her.
Strong man.
This motherfucker is like the Alabama Booger Wolf ran into Austin, Texas. Like, what the fuck is happening here?
Well, now here's the reason that in this case it matters that they're white, because after this night, the town went up in arms and decided they had to stop him.
Oh, the authorities started
looking
for
the killer.
They're
killing all the black folk. No one gives two shits. As soon as two white women get killed, that's when they literally summon a posse, start hiring investigators, start looking into stuff. Because
it's sad, man. That's the truth even today, though. Yeah. Like, you know, there's probably black kids that get killed all the time. As soon as like a little white girl goes missing with blonde hair, that shit is like 24-hour coverage.
Yeah,
exactly. Amber alert.
Yeah.
No. There's fucking helicopters out and shit.
A cop shoots a black guy and fucking everybody's out after him. Mm. Fucking not. It's media.
Yeah.
But that's different. If a cop kills a black guy, the media is all over him. But if a black guy just gets murdered, no one gives a shit.
Same thing with white people. It just depends on where it's at and who it is.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think so. Kanye West got murdered.
I didn't mean to make shit weird. I made shit weird.
You did. Let's just you turned on. It racist.
Good job.
Back to carrots. Racist. I'm gay. There.
So.
did that take the racial tension away?
No.
I'm not gay.
Now I hate white people.
Mm. The people who were doing the investigation at the time, some of them think that the wood that was like, they think that the
timber?
Wood, the timber,
it's timber,
the timber was indicated it might be somebody different. They right. think some people think that the final killing was a copycat.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was within an hour of the first person's murder and that didn't fit the Annihilator's MO. And B, the pinning them down with logs to rape them and then bash their head in with an axe.
I mean, maybe that was the final thing. Like that was because after that, that's it.
I'm still giving it to the Annihilator.
Yeah,
No, I'm saying like there was a progression.
He might have just wanted her to wiggle.
There was
you know?
A progression.
Like, usually he killed. He had sex after they're Maybe. Dead, and this time he wanted to wiggle a little bit. Right. He was changing shit up.
Right.
He was getting crazy. It was a white girl tonight. He's gonna let her wiggle. You know what I mean?
But I mean, he might be like the like a Jason Statham action movie. Like if you happen to fight in a place where they do oil changes, you're going to fight in oil.
Hold on.
If you happen to be,
he's a ninja. He's a master of his environment and his surroundings.
You happen to be where
ninja as in black guy.
Yeah.
Like that's why they couldn't see him in the dark. He's just fucking in there, fucking Slender Man in your bedroom.
Although the black people think that it was a white person.
Well, of course they do.
I watched a PBS documentary.
With voodoo.
Yeah.
Oh.
They think it was a white guy who mastered voodoo and could turn invisible because none of the guard dogs in any of the areas were alerted to the murder.
No. It was a black guy. Dogs couldn't see him.
Yeah.
Okay. He wasn't smiling. He was angry.
I got to say, though, at the time, if bloodhounds were especially trained to track anybody down, it was probably black people.
Well, that was their highest like forensic investigation
there were no drugs.
At the time, though. They were literally arresting people because dogs were sniffing their crotch and shit. Mm-hmm. They were like, well, but follow the footprint, sniffing his crotch, put him in jail, lock him up.
Yep.
Yeah, that really happened. People were just getting arrested because the fucking bloodhound ran up to him.
After these killings, the town went into a fucking frenzy and 400 people in the next year were arrested.
They first went for all the husbands and the boyfriends, and they didn't make any kind of connection that these are connected. Like, everybody's using an axe, you know what I mean? Those two girls were killed within an hour of each other and, like, three blocks away from each other in a very similar fashion, and they still went after the boyfriends and the two husbands. And it was like the fucking OJ trial of the century.
Forensics
like,
were very limited back then.
I guess, but you would still conceptualize. You think just
the
common
thing is, though,
sense says,
nothing like this has ever...
Hey, a chick got killed with an axe. Hey, Charlie, what are you doing right now? Oh, some chick got killed with an axe. You
it
know
almost
what I mean?
Makes me want to go...
Oh, she was held by timber? Never mind, different shit. He was probably just chopping lumber at the time.
Yeah.
Like,
her boyfriend is a lumberjack.
Together? Yeah.
It really does make you want to go back in time and see if you could pull this stuff off.
Back
Doesn't
in
it?
Time and pull it off? I agree. No, I mean, you could. Like this, I mean, this guy wasn't subtle. He wasn't planning things. He was barging in with an axe.
Yeah. Just like kicking a door down.
But here's the thing. So the cops,
to a point, he had a plan, an axe, a woman, a murder, and by night.
What dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think he specifically targeted Orange, Washington.
Like that's I think the
first.
Whole thing was the
He targeted a couple
Orange,
people because they were severely injured and he always went for their heads. So he might have targeted a few people.
He did tart them.
Jesus. That's right. Like, there's at least six ching
He even started the don't be
now.
A retard saying before us. He coined it. So, he's like, don't be retarded.
The cops were so lame that they hired private investigators to come in and solve the murder. And when the private investigators got there, the entire town doubled down on how nervous they were because they thought, oh, fuck, if the cops actually hired someone to solve the crime, we must be in trouble.
Right.
Because that's how shitty the cops
were. How many cops were there?
I don't know.
12. There were 12 cops. Austin,
Yeah.
When it started.
And they were probably just dudes.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
They weren't even like...
No, back then it was like really like, so-and-so shot fucking Jimmy Smith. I saw him in the town center.
I saw him.
Yeah, and that was that. And everyone was like, yep, that was him. And then they hang him. That's how it worked. You had to catch someone. There's no solving crimes. Like, this was their first event. Like, to the point that there was a bloody footprint, and they cut a piece of board out of the fucking floor and took it to court, which was like, that was high tech. Like, oh, there's a footprint. Let's see if the footprint matches. Right. And they made a guy step in
He's
ink
wearing the
and
same
then
Converse.
Step on the board.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here's the deal. That was your fucking wife. You were at the murder scene. You were asleep. No shit that you have bloody footprints in the fucking bedroom.
You got caught red.
He's like, I can place you in the room the night of the crime. He's like, no shit. I live there. Asshole.
I was sleeping.
My wife got murdered. I stepped in her blood.
So you admit it.
I don't like your attitude.
So after the cops.
Neither did my wife. That's why I killed her. Yeah. Fuck.
After the cops hired the investigators and hired a lot more people, The town was forming posses to go out at night, and they were, a lot of those 400 people were just arrested by posses who fucking thought it was old man McGillicuddy down by the mill or something, and everybody just kept getting arrested and then ultimately let off within a couple of months.
Well, the cops were
a couple
like,
of months.
Ultimately, if they got all of the known criminals and then 400 black people, they were just like, well, maybe one of them is going to do it. Let's see if the murders stop. That was literally like, in enough numbers, we'll get enough bad guys that it's highly probable that we got him in the fucking mass of people we arrested. Right. And then just watch and see if anyone else dies.
That's good.
Can we go murder people and then put the evidence in the bums carts?
I don't see why not. Here. You could.
That's my plan.
You have to edit that.
Yeah, edit that out.
Poison hamburgers too, also.
Poison hamburgers.
So really bad eyewitnesses come forth. So one eyewitness said that he was white. One eyewitness said he was dark complexioned. One eyewitness said he was a, quote, yellow man wearing lamp black to conceal his skin color.
What is that? I read that. What is that? Lamp black.
Just
like soot on his face?
Right, yeah.
Oh.
Right.
He looked like a football
camo.
Player.
Yeah, he's wearing camo.
He had a number 78 on his jersey and black lines under his eyes. The lineup was just the guys holding the football. There was no football back then.
I just instantly went to Key and Peele.
I love Key and Peele.
Fucking football lineup.
You finally did watch the airline one, right? Take Your Seat.
I don't think I've seen that.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
I don't think I've seen
that.
Take your
seat.
Is it against the law?
Stop yelling.
Stop yelling at me. I'm not yelling.
I'm not yelling.
So it could be a yellow man wearing lamp black. It could, of course, according to one eyewitness, Ben.
A yellow man.
A man wearing a Mother Hubbard style dress.
What is that? The bonnet thing?
Yeah. Mother Hubbard.
Yep. A man wearing a slouch hat. A man wearing a hat and a white rag that covered up the lower part.
So basically, there was no witnesses.
No, like, yeah, exactly.
Well, the thing is, a bunch of dudes got knocked out, but he must just go over there, club the husband while they're sleeping, and then just start chopping, dragging, and raping.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Clubs
he
going.
He did the movie thing
on a Tuesday.
I still want to know if that works in real life. I guess it does. Where they like pistol whip somebody and they just fall to the ground all knocked out first try.
If he hits somebody hard enough in the head.
Yeah. I suspect.
Yeah.
I feel like it's fake. But then I've seen a lot of knockouts where it's just like, holy shit, on the button.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're done.
Bonk. Yeah. So the city freaks out. The police force triples. Curfews
to 36.
Yeah, exactly. Curfews are put in place. The private citizens organize posses to patrol the streets at night.
Pitchforks and torches.
Exactly. People who weren't native to Austin are basically rounded up and kicked out of town.
All the Japanese were put in internment camps.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Saloons that were normally open 24 hours.
The black people are auctioned off.
Yeah, exactly.
Slave auction.
Were shut down at midnight. And again, well, no shit, the murders ended.
Yeah.
Like, you're going fucking Wild West, you can fucking kill anybody, and all of a sudden there's fucking armed posses at night, everybody's asking to see your papers, fucking shoot people, arrest them, you're gonna move to fucking...
And this is the other thing, like, they say that, like, this coincided with Jack the Ripper. The Ripper's murders, I know, but they're saying that, like, this person could have been Jack the Ripper. Mm-hmm. I disagree.
Maybe he goes on murder vacations.
Well, the problem is that this motherfucker was smashing people's faces in until they looked like fucking marmalade.
Yeah,
and Jack the Ripper was very surgical.
Yeah, we don't have that surgical.
Yeah, he was cutting out body parts. Like, it was a complete different.
That's because he had 3 years in med school, which
maybe
coincidentally is how long it takes to get through med school back then.
Four or five.
Weird.
Who knows?
On a boat. Med school on a boat. No, that didn't happen.
So
fisherman.
So the Jack the Ripper thing, since we're already on that topic. So there's an author named Philip Sugden who wrote The Complete History of Jack the Ripper, and he talks about the fact that it might be the same person. And apparently this idea was proposed in 1888 when Jack the Ripper was doing his killings. It's not like this was a new thing.
Right.
People in London were saying, I wonder if this is the guy from Austin. So they were thinking at the time.
Because they didn't get a fucking ice pick through the fucking skull.
No, that's very much true. Another thing that people thought was because they were Furners, they tried to blame it on the cowboys who lived in town because they would sort of come and go.
I guess in the months leading to.
There could have been a cult that got together.
That's true.
And did it. That could be a thing.
Colt back then was a good horse. So
yeah,
you that's true. Change the terminology. But yeah, so they started to bust cowboys and chase them out of town.
There were leading to that. I guess there was a bunch of gang like home invasions where people were like breaking into houses. There was someone called the Bad Blacks gang or something. It was an African American gang that would raid houses and steal a bunch of shit, beat people up and rape them. So
they blamed it on that. Name.
They did. Yeah, they gave it. Yeah, Bad Blacks. Exactly. They chose the name.
They started it.
That's literally where that term comes from. But then there was like police beatings and interrogations, lynching as threats, trying to get people to coerce confessions out of them. They were just like political pressure. They said that political pressure paid as much, that it was the convictions were owed as much to political pressure as they were to their forensics, just for the fact of like they needed to arrest somebody, anybody, arresting people for the sake of arresting people just to look like there was progress.
Right, right. So some of the other key suspects, did you see the thing about the cook?
Yes, it was a
black. Was he black?
He was kind of. He was
Nathan Elgin.
He was Milano. A different guy.
Oh.
He was a Malay.
Oh, a Malay.
That's right.
Well, that's the guy they think might have traveled and become Jack the Ripper.
Yeah, they think this is it could be that he was Jack the Ripper, but it could just be that he was the
I know Malay. There's some timing stuff. I still the Brad thing I call bullshit because the surgical thing, but let's hear the timing.
So here's the thing. So a Malay, which was a term for basically someone from Malaysia or Indonesia. Basically,
they did say he was yellow.
Basically,
the yellow man.
From what I saw on the map, like anybody from the Polynesian Islands, they would just sort of call a Malay.
Right. Oh, because they're Asian,
ish. Not really.
One of the witnesses said he had a flower necklace. He had a flower necklace that smelled of pork.
Exactly.
Yeah. I swear to God, he had an apple
and pineapple.
Yep. Yeah.
Pork and pineapple and barbecue sauce.
And he said he wanted lamy.
But it wasn't on pizza.
Pass the moy mahalo. What?
So they investigated this guy and he lived at a place called the Pearl House. And
it was made for real pearls.
That sounds like a sweet.
It was impressive.
No,
it was an ancient Chinese secret.
That's a sweet house. Like bordello, the it Pearl
is.
House.
It is.
That's what I'm naming mine.
His name was Maurice the Malay.
I'm going to call mine the Pearl Necklace.
Maurice.
He'd worked and lived at the Pearl House in that year. He left at early January 1886.
That's Little Mermaid, right? What is that?
Maurice.
That's Little Mermaid?
The lobster.
Yeah.
The lobster.
Well, who's Maurice?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
That's the thing. I picture him saying it. I can't see who he's talking to, though. I'm sorry, Dave.
Okay. So all of the...
I'm used to it. It's been 3 years.
All the murders happened within a couple of miles, a couple of blocks of Pearl House. This guy, like shortly after he moved to town is when the murders began. And he left like right after Christmas and the last murders were on Christmas Eve. And the murders all stopped right when he left town.
How many other people left town though?
He left.
That's the real question, right?
He told people that he was leaving by ship to London.
I'm sure the London ship didn't have one passenger. That's the other thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But people
think that, but apparently he did leave to London and some historians say that he did land in Whitechapel.
And 3 of the victims were cooks.
Yes.
And he was a cook.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. The forensics were garbage and they're tracking this motherfucker all this time. Come on.
Hey.
Some inconvenient timing, I guess.
Yeah. So it might have been the Malay cook. Some of the articles I read said that they think this guy did it. Some of the articles
did
say
he
that
use
they
MLA
think,
format, though.
No, he didn't.
He used Chicago style.
His margins were it had celery salt on it and sliced tomatoes and peppers. So, you turn your paper in like that, you got an unhappy professor. You don't. Right. Yeah, you do. Don't do Chicago style on your papers.
So he... some people think he was Jack the Ripper. Some people don't think he was Jack the Ripper, but they still think he was the one who committed the murders just because of the timing. I think that's pretty weak. The guy, a Ferner, moved to town and left right around the murders. Yeah. I'm not sure that we can pin that to him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
possible.
But he
it's
was
possible.
A dirty Malay.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, he
that
did.
We can
he,
sure
was no,
it.
He was up to he no it. Good.
Guilty of that. For
like
sure.
If someone was raping,
yeah.
It was a dirty Malay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With fucking lamp soot on his face.
Exactly.
I watched the documentary. It was like I think it was a PBS one. They did a geographical like map based off of computer algorithms that like plotted all of the big words off of all of the known locations of the murders. And it gives like a 99th percentile that the person resides and or works in this area based off of all these crazy facts. facts. And the other things that didn't really come up in what we're talking about, I joked about it earlier, but at a couple of the murders, there were footprints. And the footprints, because they tried to use it in the EULA, what's her name? EULA. EULA. The user license agreement trial, they made the husband step into ink and step on a board to see if his foot matched. Well, the footprint that they had on the board was missing its pinky toe. And that came up in a couple different things.
If your foot's on the board, you can't afford.
Yeah, yeah. If it don't fit, you must acquit. But they literally said that that trial, and they did equate it to that it didn't work, right? It was like the OJ trial of its time because nothing like that had happened before.
If you got a club foot, your face ain't covered in soot.
Yeah, that's right.
Damn, is this what it feels like when you try to get a foot in the crowd?
If you're missing a pinky toe, you didn't kill the hoe.
Oh, man, I can't even think of jokes because I can't even think of what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. God damn it. But anyways, I guess around the time that the murder stopped, Brad's got another one. The gears are turned. I see it. I'll never make it through the sentence. The fucking sheriff in town kills a guy in a bar brawl that he's trying to attack a woman with a knife.
And his girlfriend.
He's attacking his girlfriend with a knife. And they kill this guy. And soon after, just like the London boat, the murders stop. Well, it turns out that he's a cook and he lives in the one percentile region of this algorithm fucking crazy map of where they're supposed to live. And he was like, had a history of being aggressive with women.
And this is the guy, Nathan Elgin.
That's Nathan Elgin. Yeah. And it turns out during the autopsy,
he's a young black cook.
Plaster cast of his foot. And it turns out he's missing his pinky toe on the appropriate foot.
He did it.
Right.
So, yeah. And that ends up showing up. Then later, I guess one of the murder trials happens by the time like he's dead or something right at the end, and they use it as a defense for the husband. The defense team, one of the sheriffs or something gives testimony, Sheriff Hornsby or something gives testimony protecting his client, saying that that guy had a club foot and his footprint was also found at the other murder location.
And in one of them, from what I read, he actually didn't wear shoes.
Right.
And that's how they knew. It wasn't.
Well, most black people didn't wear shoes.
Right. Then, right? Because he was being ninja status and trying to sneak in. So he went barefoot so he wouldn't make any noise.
Right.
Except he left a bloody lack of pinky toe and killed a hoe.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Christmas Carol, really. We should write a book.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, so that guy, it seems highly probable that that guy probably did that. He's aggressive towards women, has a club toe. This footprint is in blood at a couple different places, you know?
Yeah.
That seems more likely than...
And he was flying in a rage and attacking his girlfriend with a knife. And I read that the cops shot him, and they didn't kill him right away. They paralyzed him with the bullet because they think it lodged in his spine. And then they took him to the jail and or hospital, and he died the next day after a day of paralysis.
And they had a modern criminal profiler do his whole magic, right? And those guys are fucking crazy.
That's great, though. The first...
The first serial killer might have been a black guy. And they quit on top. They quit while they're on top.
No, there's more black serial killers. They just don't get the...
Not quite like this, though.
The top billing.
This guy was awesome.
Basically, they said that the profiler said it was definitely a young black man because generally, for whatever reason, like people tend to kill in their own race, I guess.
Oh, yeah. He was killing
in his own race.
I mean, they still do.
He was young, in his early 20s. He was strong enough to drag the bodies, but smart enough not to carry them because he would get blood on himself. He was definitely muscular. He would not have stopped based off the behavior unless he was either... Yeah. He was explosive and athletic.
Explosive and athletic.
Yeah. That he
was Canadian.
Either died, moved, or was caught. So either one of the 400 people got him, he was killed, or he took off on a boat to London or something, or left town. Because the other thing that was in the proximity of that hot zone on that map was a train station, as well was a brothel. So there was like a couple like key things that they thought might be happening in that one area of town. And some of the footprints, I guess, led back to like a black community or something.
Right.
So they thought, even then, they were trying to keep him down, man.
And did you watch that PBS documentary?
I did. I watched that whole one. Yeah.
Because I read through the transcripts of it. I'll post a link to that because you can find the whole thing on the PBS website.
The only thing I'm confused about, though, is when they shot him, he was assaulting a girl with a knife.
Yes.
He didn't have a fucking axe.
You can't go walking around with an axe and give yourself away, bro.
Well, no, he was just like drinking in a bar and like fucking spun out.
So the other thing is there was a librarian in Texas named James Galloway that was just researching that shit like a nerd for fun, and he came to the same conclusion. They interview him and he said he went through it independently and he arrived at Nathan Elgin as well.
It makes sense. I mean if you're missing the toe and there's a bloody fucking footprint with no toe,
yeah,
and I don't know what your
on
opportunity
multiple occasions
for professions were, but he happened to also be a cook. Yeah. We had that people were cooks and servants. Right. And then people are like, the debate are like, well, what about the white woman? How come we did that? Well, at the point you kill five or six people and you keep getting away with it, he's getting cocky. Like, he got bold. He's like,
That's what I'm saying.
I'm stepping it up.
That's what I'm saying. The timber, that was his final, like, he was like,
he was at Chipotle, he was just building
up. Yeah, he was building up.
Well, the other thing was, though, the two white women, one of them was a servant.
Mm-hmm.
And the like, when I think about the pattern, I can't say that little Miss Fancy Pants
Muffet, like, set on her tuffet.
Exactly.
Miss Muffet, like,
fancy white woman, rich.
Yeah. Ritzy
girl.
Yeah.
Like, she might have just been like, Buffy. He might have been going there to kill the servant.
Yeah. Right.
And she walked out of the room.
True.
And he killed her.
Like, and he's like, I'm going to give me some white pussy.
Then when he tasted the chicken, he walked down the street to the other Chipotle and did it again. Yeah.
I can't even say he was there to kill her. He was probably there to kill one of the servants. And I also wonder if he might have known him. If he was in the servant class,
maybe.
Did he know these people?
And then it's funny, like, it's one of those things where the collateral damage that brought out, I think it was the user license agreement lady, during that trial for the husband, when they were trying to convict him, they brought out all kinds of shit. I guess the wife was sleeping around with politicians. Ooh. The guy that was running for governor.
Ooh, she was known to befriend
the black madam at the whorehouse that was like a block away. And so
probably
she was seen there hours ago. And they said hours prior to her murder, she was at the brothel. And it was either because she needed a place. She had so many male suitors. They said she was either sleeping around having multiple affairs, or she was prostituting. And she was kind of a fancy pants, but she loved it. She loved the character.
Gotta hustle. Gotta make that money.
Speaking
of that, go to patreon.com/SofaKingPodcast. You can donate to the show help us out, help us keep going.
But anyways, so they exposed a bunch of fucking dirt on her. Like, she was definitely either whoring around or like sleeping around, or she was actually a prostitute. So they tried to use that against the husband to say that's his motive to kill her.
Probably. But they also, but the husband was injured in the attack on her.
It was on his. Yeah. It was
he
on
did
his
it
arm.
To himself.
Forearm axe hit. Well, he could have been protecting himself. Likely That's story. True. I don't know.
But
I don't know,
and he had his pinky toe taped up to the one next to it.
That's right.
What's that one called? Yeah, the pinky toe. And then
that's
the one
the
that nobody,
it's the
nobody,
ring toe.
Is it the ring toe?
Well, it's a ring finger. It must be the ring toe.
Yeah, but it's not. Yeah, it is your pinky finger.
Yeah.
You have a pointer too, though.
I guess so.
That's your big toe.
That's your big toe.
Yeah.
And your bird toe.
Doesn't make any sense.
That's it. It just follows
your
the same thing.
Your bird toe? No.
What's your thumb? Your big toe's your thumb?
Oh, the second one stayed home.
Yeah, that's
he
true.
Did. He did. He had no roast beef.
He was fucking tired. Exactly. He went all the way to the market. He was fucking tired.
Yeah. No, that was a different one, though.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
First little piggy went to the market. Yeah. The second one stayed home.
Right.
That's right.
Because you were asking about the second
one. The third one, no. The third one had roast beef. The fourth one had none.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fourth one didn't get any roast beef.
Fucking wee wee.
But the
wee
little
shit.
One, yeah.
He was French. Fuck that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Wee wee wee. All the way home.
All the way home. So
the other thing, I mean, all of that leads to another theory, which I didn't see a whole lot of people writing about, which was that a guy named William Swain, who you mentioned, he was the state comptroller. He was running for governor, doing all that stuff. He was known to be having an affair with Eula Phillips, and they think that he might have been...
Trollers back in the day, they drew mustaches on wanted signs. That's all they could do.
He might have been the murderer, and he might have murdered the other people to cover up the fact that he was going to murder her or something.
Mm-hmm. You can see that. It was a... House of Cards thing.
I don't think. I think the guy missing the fucking toe.
Pretty
who
sure.
Who else is running around missing a pinky toe?
Yeah, I at the end of the day, I'm going with the missing pinky toe guy.
Nathan.
Or he
Nathan
just walked,
Hogan.
Like Brad said, he taped it up and walked funny on purpose.
Now, don't get me wrong.
I'm doing that now.
I'm positive that the fucking dirty Malay killed as many people as Nathan Elgin. Just didn't get reported.
Right.
Probably.
I mean, you know Malays.
He was probably just killing cats, cooking them.
They're maybe. Worse than For black sure. people.
Hell yeah.
Fucking Asians.
Yeah.
They're right there above Australians. Piece of shit.
You know who's worse than Australians?
Canadians.
Our fan Jen Rice. She runs Volga, Vermont. She makes those fucking stupid cross-stitch things and puts like... cunt across it and sits there and cross stitches flowers and shit, and she tries to sell them on Instagram. Pours herself
about?
Out all over Instagram. Nice. I'm just sort of working in a fucking shout out, kind of like your Patreon thing, but it's for one of our fans that makes cross stitches that are vulgar.
What
only
mean,
in Vermont.
Like my Patreon
and
thing. My Patreon.
She limits.
Thing.
She limits herself to the Vermont area when she could be the cross stitch bitch and go global.
That's
so
right.
She better watch her back, because I might make my own Instagram That's and start right. cross stitching. You know what I mean? Because I'm going global with my cross stitch.
Yeah.
Carrots is
cross
the first
stitch.
Yeah. Cross stitch. Yeah. Bitch.
Cross dick sucking.
The cross stitch bitch. There will be dicks. Table. There will dick be sucking. Dicks. There will be blood. There will be dicks. My cross stitch is crazy. You don't even know.
Broger.
Many hours. Broger on my small on my back. I'm going to beat that dude to it. What's his name? Oligarchy?
Josh
Oligarchy?
Yeah. Oh, Josh Swollen Nettle.
Yes.
That's his How name. Thick could a nettle actually get if it was swollen? I still call him pokey. Pencil Dick. It's pokey. Yeah. That's it.
You don't want any nettle in your fingers.
That's all we got. No. That's a shout out. I had to fight through it, Jin Rice. I hope you appreciate that shit. I had to battle Brad for that. You guys got anything else?
Dude, outside of sponsors? Anything.
No.
I thought it was stupid.
Call that a battle? I'll be quiet.
No, you won't.
I bet you won't.
First one. Try again. All right, let's do it right now. Go. This could be bad. I'm not doing it. No, I don't want to play. I give up. I feel like we would go like 30 minutes. I fucking feel like we would finally have to turn it off. It would never end. I'm not doing it. One day that will happen. It'll be the last podcast. We'll fucking just do it. We'll the silent game. And then it will just be fucking hours of real silence. Oh, no, he gave Dave the silent symbol. Fine, I'll talk the way out. I'll do the rest of it. I'll do your retard part too, motherfucker. Thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce. That is our primary sponsor. Don't forget, on August 18th in Anaheim, from 3 to 5 p.m., we're having a meetup. There will be prizes. There will be prizes from thrift stores. There's a prize from Amazon. There's going to be hot sauce and whiskey glasses, and El Yucateco will be there. And there is a hot sauce festival that day prior to it. Do I know what time? Fuck no. Did I ask El Yucateco this week so I'd have the answer to that? I did. They sent me a link. If they'd have sent me numbers instead of a link, I probably would have fucking known, because I didn't have to click on anything, get any more information. But I don't know what time that festival is. But they weren't even on the front page. They're not even a primary sponsor. What's going on? You know why? Because they're our primary sponsor. So check out elyucateco.com. You can use code SOFAKING to save some money if you're not against buying food products online. It's made out of glass, but it's tough. I've personally stood on it. I've used it for a foot massage. I've laid on it to get chicken fucking breast knots out from under my scapula. It works inside of you and outside of you, but don't put it on your dick because it hurts. And even if you eat it, it's going to hurt your butthole. Also, thanks to PrintDirtCheap.com. You can use code SOFAKING if you log on to PrintDirtCheap.com for printed goods. They make stickers if you have a podcast or a business. You can get printed goods, banners, things such as that. Also, thank you to Jimmy D's Tees. Brad's still waiting on a shirt there, Jimmy D. Check out their Instagram. It is Jimmy D's Tees now, because I made him change that shit. Go there, follow and like and or comment on Jimmy D's Tees. And you can order product from him using code SOFAKING. And I don't know what the discount is, but there is a discount. And even without a discount, you'd want to buy that shit. Let's just say there is no discount, you'd still buy it. But you do get a discount if you use our code. So go check them out, follow them on social media. They are at Jimmy D's Tees on Facebook, maybe Twitter. That I'm not sure of. Also, thank you to Digital Creations. Their products are heat press mugs is what they do for us. And it's on our website at SofaKingPodcast.com under our shop area. And that is all the sponsors. If Brad wants to talk now, he can. I allow it. I will allow it. If not, you can not do social media. Do you want me to do social media? Just nod if you want me to continue. You want me to...
All black attire, I'm feeling like Vader. Yeah, after this verse, I'll just build an empire, then chuck out a hater. Yeah, if you got a problem with me, I'm not sorry, cause I just don't care. Nah, I'm too busy climbing my way to the top, bet I won't see you there. Nope, I'm not scared of heights. Put on my shades for the cameras and lights. Average person was stressed to think twice, but my eyes ain't the same, cause I loaded the dice. Yeah, here's some advice. Having a vision is more than just sight. Stay up, I'm working like every night. They can say that I'm wrong, but I know that I'm right. When I say I'll do it, I do it, I do it, whatever it takes. I put in the effort and make sure my foot's on the gas, not the brakes. You bitches be acting like you keep it real, but you made a mistake. Yeah, cause people like me be checking IDs, I don't fuck with fakes. Nah, there's something about me, I gotta go get it, ain't nowhere to stop. Don't like it, get rid of it. It's like, who is you kidding? Now fuck what you thought. Yeah, I'm doing everything all on my own, just in case you forgot. No, I don't need your help, bitch, I'm tanning a bar, I can make my own shots.
Bitch, I want a lot of money, so I'm about to get to work.
Yeah.
People looking at me funny, fuck them, I just get to work. I'm so young and I'm so hungry, so I gotta get to work. Get to work, get
to work. Bitch, I'm about to get to work.
First, yeah. Let's get this established. No, I am not average. I don't even try. Yeah, my fucks, they just vanished. I guess I'm a maverick. My head's in the sky. Yeah, if you wanna tell me that I will not make it, I won't ask you why. Nah, just keep talking shit, cause I can't hear a word. I don't listen to lies. Yeah, fresh to the core. Attention to detail, I just can't ignore. Taste is expensive, ain't met me before. But I bet you could tell when I walk through the door. Yeah, let's settle the score. You say you got money, I bet I'll get more. You say you got women, you lying for sure. Cause you said she's a 10, but I know she's a 4. Back to the topic, I'm aiming for profits and watching it grow. Let's get it popping, not slacking too often, you reap what you sow. Yeah, that's how it goes. Life isn't easy, man, everyone knows. Put on a show when I'm switching up flows. Man, this shit is so cold, my computer just froze. We're back, now it's cool. Brought too much heat, need some laps in the pool. Sometimes a whole bottle's my ration of booze. But I still get to work, you just pray for a cruise. Yeah, that shit is true. Why you so basic, what happened to you? I'll build my own ship, then I'll captain it too. They don't want me to make it, so that's what I'll do.
Bitch, I want a lot of money, so I'm about to get to work.
Yeah.
People looking at me funny, fuck them, I just get to work. I'm so young and I'm so hungry, so I gotta get to work.
Is that simple?
Get to work, get to work.
Is that simple?
Bitch, I'm about to get to work.
It's finished.
Yeah.